Gracious and holy God, we give you thanks for this feast of St. George, for our patron saint, for the story of his life and his faith, and for that faith which is ours too. Now bless us as we reflect on his story and on the story of the gospel, that we may too be encouraged to those ministries to which we are called. In Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. I looked up religious persecution, and this was the definition I found. The systemic mistreatment for the religious beliefs or affiliations or lack thereof, involving alienation and repression, a recurrent theme throughout all of history. And when I think about that it is a recurrent theme throughout all of history, that makes me sad. And I think it makes God sad too. I think today, if I were to ask you what the religious persecution is all about, what would come to mind for most of us is the persecution of Christians that has been very real, that is very current, and that is definitely very public. Far too much in the last months, people who stood by their faith and died by their faith. And as I think about that, I wonder, when is that cycle ever going to stop? Because it is a vicious cycle. One persecutes another, who in turn retaliates. And all along, people needlessly suffer and they die, and all because of what they believe in. Religious persecution in any form is wrong, and it is not the will of God. Now, a word of caution. Because as Christians, reflecting upon religious persecution, and in particular the persecution of Christians, we need to remember that as Christians, there have been times in our history when we did the persecuting. We're not innocent ourselves. And Christians persecuting on the basis of belief, it still happens today. Sometimes subtle, sometimes systemic. But that too is wrong. That is not God's desire. Today we celebrate the Feast of St. George. And it is an appropriate day to remember the effects of religious persecution. To think about the witness of the martyrs in all time and in all places. And out of that, to internalize how blessed we are to enjoy our religious freedom. Because it's so easy to take those religious freedoms for granted. And especially when many are denied that privilege. Well, over the past couple of weeks, I've learned a lot about St. George that I didn't know before. And there is a lot of legend around St. George. But there is also some truth and some things about St. George that are historical facts. On February the 23rd in the year 303 AD, the feast day of the Roman god Apollo, the ruler of the Roman Empire attacked a church in Nicomedia and burned it to the ground. And he issued an official edict against Christians. And this is what the edict said. These were the provisions of the edict. All churches should be leveled to the ground, all sacred books burned, all Christians who held an honorable rank should not only be degraded, but also be deprived of their civil rights. All Christians not officials were to be reduced to slavery. Now, St. George was a faithful man. He was an important man in the emperor's army. He had won battles for the emperor. But more importantly, he was a man of integrity when it came to his faith. That faith was an essential part of who he was and how he lived out his life. So St. George, when this edict came about, was in Alexandria. He saw the edict, he read the edict, and then he tore it up in front of the authorities. What audacity he had. What courage in the end. The Roman soldiers took him to the emperor. And remember how valuable he was in the emperor's army. And so the emperor tried to seduce him. I'll give you the highest position in the empire. But no, no, George said. And so the emperor threatened him with unbearable tortures. And still, George said no. And the emperor had him put in prison. Now, a couple of stories about St. George. And whether they're true doesn't matter, because it's the essence of what the stories are about. The first one is that the emperor called his best magician, and he said, "I want George killed." And so the magician prepared a drink adding a very strong poison to it. He gave it to George. St. George made the sign of the cross on the cup, and he drank it. And nothing happened. He was still living and breathing. Well, the magician thought, how could this be? I will give him another drink, and I will take that very strong poison, and I will triple it. And he gave it to George, and George drank it. And nothing happened. He was still living, and he was still breathing. Now, out of this, we could have called George an evangelist, because the magician looked at that and he thought, well, obviously your God really is something. Because the magician then believed in the same God and in the same Christ that George had believed in. And guess what? The emperor had him put to death. And not only the magician, but all the others who were around them saw this and couldn't believe what they were seeing. And they said, this God must be someone to believe in and to trust. And so they too professed their faith. And they too were all killed because they defied the edict of the emperor. Here's another story I found. And it was in a book of legends. And I thought it was a wonderful description. The emperor ordered George plunged into a cauldron of molten lead. Now think about that. Molten lead, heated up as hot as it might get. And George would be lowered down into it to his death. George made the sign of the cross. And by God's power, he settled down as though he were in a refreshing bath. Isn't that an awesome image? A refreshing bath. Molten lead. Well, there's no doubt, whatever the stories are, whether they're true, whether they're legend, whether they're fable, as they've been passed down to us over the years, there's no doubt that George did endure suffering because of his faith. As Paul said to the Ephesians in our first reading today, George was strong in the Lord with the strength of God's power. George took on the whole armor of God. George prayed in the Spirit at all times, even and especially as he was being put to death. And as our gospel reminds us, George did as Jesus asked. He took up his cross and he followed Christ. He lost his life so he could save his life. And he did all of that faithfully, without question, without any thought for himself. But isn't that what martyrs do? They don't think of themselves or their personal ramifications. That's not what's most important in the moment. I wonder if we were in his shoes, and if we were in the shoes of other martyrs throughout history, even today, facing death, would we be so faithful? Would we be so confident? I'm not so sure I would be. What about you? Now, thank God that's a hypothetical question, because we're not likely to have to choose between our faith and our lives. But I wonder, what if we were? The greatest legend around St. George, of course, is the slaying of the dragon. And there's no doubt that he slayed dragons in his life, but especially in his death. And the truth is, there are dragons to slay today too. Injustice, hatred, violence, racism, poverty, homelessness, abuse, inequality. And very sadly, the list goes on and on and on. And so often, all of that involves judgment. One person making a judgment against another person. And that judgment leads to persecution in one form or another. I want you to think for a moment about our baptismal covenant. In our baptismal covenant, we say we will strive to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbor as ourselves. We will strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being. When we're asked those questions, we say, I will, with God's help. How can we act? How can we speak up when we witness a wrong against another person? Whether it's individually in our own lives or collectively as the church. Because that's what our faith calls us to do. And that's what the example of the martyrs teaches us to do. That's what it means for us to slay the dragons today. We can't remain silent and do nothing, even if all we can do is bring out into the open how offensive and how wrong what we're witnessing is. Speak the truth. That joke isn't funny. It's racist. It's sexist. Don't be afraid to say that that comment is degrading and hurtful. Name the prejudice. Name the wrong. Whether those around you agree with you or not, be faithful to who we are. Be faithful to what we believe. Be faithful to Jesus Christ. That's what St. George did. That's what all the martyrs did. And that's what Jesus did. And that's what we are called to do too. So what crosses do we need to take up for the sake of the gospel? What dragons do we need to fight and slay? God gave St. George courage and will, the courage and the will to persevere. Well, my prayer is that God may give us the courage and the will to persevere too, because there is still so much to be done to contribute to the building of God's kingdom right here and right now. And you and I, we have the privilege and we have the responsibility to be part of that. As a baptismal people, as an Easter people, as followers of Jesus Christ. So let's not just wear proudly the name of St. George. Here at St. George on Young, let's faithfully embody and live out the same witness. Because as God accomplished so much through George and through all the martyrs of time, God can and God will accomplish much through us too. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen.